Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we are watching the Pokemon anime, episode 3, Ash Catches a Pokemon.
It aired in Japan on April 15th, 1997, and here in the good old US of A, September 10th, 1998. Josh, this is a new segment that I'm introducing right now.
Okay.
What happened last time?
Okay. What happened last time,
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm asking. It was a question.
Last time, Officer Jenny drove them to a Pokemon Center on a bike, and they jumped through the door on a motorcycle.
Okay.
And Ash blew up the Pokemon Center to beat Team Rocket and prevent them from stealing all the Pokemon.
Like you do.
And then they walked into the forest, and it ended with Ash throwing a Pokeball at a Caterpie.
Okay.
That's the gist of the last episode.
Okay. Good. That might be a thing that we do every episode because we do these 2 weeks apart.
Oh, and Officer Jenny and Nurse Joy are real cute.
That's right. They are very cute together.
That's a major plot point.
So, we don't have to vamp. We're just going to jump right in. Let's go watch it.
All
right. And we're back. We just watched Ash Catches a Pokemon. Guess what? That title is true.
True, but misleading.
Yes. The amount is slightly off.
A little bit.
Okay, I haven't listened to these. So forgive me if I don't remember. Do we do the Where You Can Find Us now, or do we save that for later? Because I can default into Morphin Grid mode and
I think we did it now last time.
Okay, so we are...
But I also don't really remember, so...
Well, that's how we're going to do it from now on. You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at PWT Podcast, and you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is heyjakeandjosh.com.
I'm working on making it pretty.
Cool.
It's taking longer than I thought because coding is very tedious.
I bet.
We start off with Ash staring down Caterpie. We start off a little bit before the end of the last episode.
Yeah, it like rewound, I guess, from what you told me.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just like if you're like me and you kind of forget what happened, because there's also the narrator going like, after beating Team Rocket in the Pokemon Center, Ash gets Caterpie. There's a Caterpie now.
The narrator says Ash tries his best to catch Caterpie.
Ash tries his best could be the name of this anime.
Ash's best is in this case good enough.
Good enough.
But man, his best is not learning any lessons.
No, there are several fun lessons that he didn't learn very well. Like type advantages.
Yeah. Oh boy.
We'll get to that.
So he chucks a Pokeball at it, beams it on the forehead.
It cracks it in the nog. I've been joking about this for a long time, but that's legit how Ash catches his first Pokemon.
Actually, in the Pokemon United tabletop RPG, we were talking with Alan the other night.
Yeah.
There's an ability you can have that you can throw Pokeballs so hard that you damage things.
Yeah, you just clonk those suckers.
And Ash kind of just does that to Caterpie, which I guess kind of explains why he just catches it. Caterpie's not super strong and hard
like
to catch anyway.
It's probably level 2, you know.
It's in the forest. It's like level 3 or 4.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Caterpie. I apologize.
But he probably does like 2 damage to it by banging it in the head with this Pokeball. He catches it. There's like a little bit of tension as the ball wiggles around.
Yeah, by a little bit, you mean like a minute, but like a solid minute and a half?
Yeah, get used to that every time he tries to catch something. At one point, he's looking at it and he just, and like nods at it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get it.
And he did, though. Ash got his first Pokemon, and he is psyched out of his mind about this.
I also want to point out, when we jump to the title card, usually Ash reads it.
Yep.
But this time Misty did, because it was about Ash, and I like that little touch. So he catches it. It's in a Pokeball.
Boom.
Brings it up to Misty's face, and he's like, look at the Caterpie I bought. It's in a Pokeball.
And she's just knowing that it's in there freaks her out.
Right. And I kind of get it. I'll get mad at her later.
Yeah, I like Misty, but I just chill out.
Right.
Dude, like, just chill out a little bit.
She doesn't like it. Tells Ash it takes a worm to love a worm, because Ash loves him to death.
Ash
has known him for 2 minutes.
Tops.
Half of that time, it's been in a Pokeball, and he loves it. It's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, well, it's his first Pokemon. Yeah, that's special attached. That's why, like, Pidgey is one of my favorite Pokemon, because it's the first Pokemon I ever caught.
I don't know the first Pokemon I caught. I can't remember, but the first one I had was Squirtle.
Well, yeah, but you just, like, get that. So, like, right. I like Squirtle. I really do. But, like, the first one I ever caught was Pidgey's. That was my boy. So... Pidgey is my special boy, so I try to catch one every time.
He brings the Pokeball over to Pikachu. He's like, hey, we got a new Pokepal. Pikachu. I don't know if he actually says that. I don't remember.
I don't know.
And he holds it up to Pikachu. Pikachu sniffs the Pokeball, and he's like, oh, yeah!
Pikachu, I got a friend.
Pikachu likes him.
Pikachu's real fun this episode. I really enjoyed Pikachu this episode.
Yeah.
Asterisk. Big ol' asterisk. There's a part in the middle that we'll talk about.
Okay.
That I don't like anything involved with.
Okay. I know what it is. So Ash decides, since all of them are now best friends, that it's time for Caterpie to come back out and hang out and be part of the crew.
Yeah, I like that.
He doesn't just say that. He's like, Caterpie, you're sticking with us. And Misty's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
He gets this most bizarre look on her face.
Where her face is like stone and there's like lines on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, turns
her head. But
her eyes
are like real tiny. And like her beak, like her mouth, nose part just kind of like puckers out.
Yeah.
And she's like, does that mean... And then Ash lets it out.
Yeah.
She bolts behind a tree.
Like 500 feet away. Like, she, like, books it for a far tree.
She does a 500-meter dash to a tree. Caterpie's out on the ground, and Ash bends down. He's like, hey, my special little buddy, you're the best. Crawl up on my shoulder. Caterpie's like, yeah, you're my master now, so you got it. Whatever you want.
Unless.
But as he's about to crawl up Ash's arm, he could see Misty... far off in the background.
Afraid.
Peeking from behind a tree, and Caterpie immediately falls in love with Misty.
He starts, like, scooch running as fast as he can. It, like, runs up to Misty and just, like, puts its head on her leg.
And just kind of, like, nuzzles her ankle a little bit.
Caterpie is a pretty cute Pokemon.
Right.
But if it were real, it would be, like, a big inchworm. Which an inchworm is...
it's a big caterpillar.
Right, well, yeah. Which is fine by itself, but if it was big, was that big? It'd be a little gross. It'd probably be a little slimy on the bottom.
Probably, yeah.
If it wasn't super gross looking, I would be fine with it.
Right.
But if it was just like a bug that size and gross and like kind of slimy,
that would be nasty.
Would freak me right off.
But we are supposed to believe that this is what a real Caterpie would look like. It's about an ankle high caterpillar, and it's kind of cute.
It is kind of cute. I love its legs. That's my favorite part.
Like,
it's got these little like nub stubs that it just like uses
like suction nubs.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Misty does not like it.
No, sir.
She freaks out. They get in an argument. Ash is still like, no, he's great. Caterpie's the best Pokemon ever that there is. Misty, come on.
Because he's my first one.
So she's like, fine. You take Caterpie, and I'll take Pikachu. Ash is like, yeah, good luck. Pikachu hates everyone that's not me, and it took me forever to get him on my side. Then we cut to Pikachu in Misty's lap.
Yep, totally cool.
Just hamming it up like, oh, yeah. She's like rubbing his head, and he's all into it. Pikachu likes Misty. Everybody likes Misty.
I agree. I like Misty. So far, she's my favorite character.
She's the best character we've met so far that's not, like, a minor character.
Yeah, because I do really like Officer Jenny.
Officer Jenny's really good.
Yeah, I just love how she, like, is super accusatory and, like, just super loud.
She is 110% a cop.
Oh, for sure.
I don't remember how we got here, but then Misty's like, bugs are the third grossest thing in the world.
I don't remember the connective tissue either, but yeah, she's like, and Ash's like, besides you, what are the other two? And Misty's like... carrots?
She's beating Ash up, I think.
Well,
she said she's like punching him.
It's like a fantasy of her beating these things up with a hammer.
Oh, okay. So it's the items.
So she's like,
I was right.
Punches a carrot.
Okay.
She's like, I hate carrots, peppers. Punches a pepper and bugs, and it's her hitting Caterpie, fantasy Caterpie with a hammer.
So she punches a carrot, kicks a pepper, and hammers a Caterpie.
Keep in mind,
carrots and peppers are supposed to be more gross than bugs in this scenario. Because she said
that
bugs are the third grossest, but she treats them the worst.
I think that might be a translation issue.
So Ash is like, well, fine. We'll make it real easy for you. We'll leave without you. You won't have to worry about Caterpie. So they start walking away. Pikachu hops out of Misty's lap and runs behind Ash because it is Ash's Pokemon.
It is Ash's Pokemon. I did like that.
He's super loyal. He likes Misty, but he's loyal to his trainer and also likes Ash.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
So they're walking out of the forest. It's just a shot of them walking like nothing's happening. Then Pikachu hears something and looks behind them, and Misty is like 20 feet back.
She's just walking in the middle of the road like on the path, and then like as soon as Ash turns around, she dives into the woods to hide. And it's like, Misty, you could have been sneakier if that was your goal. Like, you could have at least walked closer to the edge, to the tree line, so you could like dip over real quick.
So Ash yells at her, why are you following us? We hate you now.
Because you hate Caterpie.
Because you hate Caterpie, so now we hate you. So she's like, oh, the bike you owe me. That's why it's my bike is your responsibility.
She says it very unconvincingly. She says it like she just thought of that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, even though she did say that in the last episode, I think, that...
Well, in the last episode, the narrator...
She was hauling her bike around.
The narrator told us the bike thing would be settled this episode, but he lied.
No, it was not.
He lied right to us. So they have an argument about the bike for a minute. Misty's like, this is also the quickest way out of the forest. I'm just trying to leave. If I had my bike, I could have been out of here by now.
I would have been gone by now.
Ash is like, yeah, whatever. Do what you want. We're going to keep walking. She says, that's what I'm doing.
Then we cut to nighttime.
Cut to camp time. There's a little fire next to a stump. Ash is in a sleeping bag.
He's in like a cocoon sleeping bag, like one of those like one person super snug.
It like zips bags. Up around your face.
Yeah. He's in his backpack as a pillow, because I kind of like that. Misty's on the other side.
Yeah, because Ash is talking to Pikachu and Caterpie about something.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's bedtime now.
Tomorrow's going to be a big, big, big day.
Yeah. And then Misty's like, well, we'd all be sleeping if you'd shut up. And you see like her side ponytail sticking up over the stump.
Yeah, I would take that out. When I went to bed, as someone with long hair, maybe
it's on the side, and maybe that's the side she doesn't sleep on.
I mean, maybe I put my hair up on top of my head, like directly on the top.
I don't know if in the anime we ever see Misty's hair down. I can't recall a time.
I genuinely don't know. So, I mean, that's a Google search we can do later, but for right now,
it's in the video game. So, check out the HeartGold SoulSilver fan art. Not fan art, official art.
The official
art. If you want to see
it. Fan art too, but just like keep your safe search on. It is, is Pokemon.
Pokemon fan art is it's an iffy.
It's
place.
A minefield. Caterpie and Pikachu are on the stump.
They go to bed and Caterpie and Pikachu are hanging out.
This is the part where I hate everybody involved.
I like what they're trying to do and I think it's cute. Caterpie's like, one day I'm going to evolve and I'm going to be pretty and maybe Misty will like me. That's kind of the gist of what he's trying to
right.
say. But it takes half the episode, I think.
I swear to God,
like
it was
a solid 10 minutes?
It was 10 whole minutes of them. In Pokemon talk, going, Pika, Pika, P, and then Caterpie going like, wah, 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 wah,
wah. Like, I don't know, he doesn't say Caterpie.
It's like if someone stepped on a toad, like toad from Mario, someone stepped on his mouth and then like made him scream. It's like, wah, 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 wah. Like, that's what it sounds like when he's yelling at me. And like, wouldn't that keep Misty up too?
My next note after Caterpie tells Pikachu about his evolution is, very loudly.
Yeah.
They're just screaming on top of the stump in Pokemon talk.
But finally, 45 minutes later,
we get like a shot of Butterfree flying over the moon. It's Caterpie like imagining it.
Yeah, fantasy Butterfree.
He looks at Misty and then sees Butterfree and it's kind of like, maybe she'll like me when I'm a pretty butterfly.
Yeah. Like, hey, spoilers, Butterfree's a little ugly too.
He's ugly in a cute way, just like Caterpie is.
Yeah, I like it less.
Misty wakes up in the morning, opens her eyes, and Caterpie is sleeping right in front of her face.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be on her head, because we get a shot of everybody waking up, except for Caterpie. So we get Pikachu being like, oh, yeah, daytime. And then, or no, maybe Pikachu's still asleep. And then it's like Ash sleeping, Pikachu sleeping, Misty sleeping, but it's closer in on her face.
Right.
So I thought Caterpie was like just going to be on top of her head. But no, it's like right in front of her.
She freaks out, and I don't remember exactly what she said at this point. But this is where she just starts being mean to Caterpie for no reason.
Yeah.
I get that she's scared of bugs, but she's being a jerk.
Yeah, I get that she's trying to, like, hammer home without literally hammering home that, like, nothing has worked. I want this Butterfree to leave me alone, or this Caterpie, and it hasn't yet. So, like, maybe if I'm mean to it, it will. But, like,
right.
You don't need to do that. It's a little Caterpie.
She is so mean to him that he crawls away from her, and Ash is down on the ground in his sleeping bag, inchworming next to it.
Yeah, like, where are you going, buddy? What are you doing? What's wrong?
He crawls up the stump and headbutts the Pokeball button and goes back in his Pokeball.
Boops the button on his nose and then he goes back in.
It's so sad.
It is real sad.
I think Ash might yell at Misty, being like, hey, I get it, but you don't need to be such a jerk to him.
Yeah, like you hurt his feelings.
Yeah. And then a Pidgeotto swoops in. It comes over the stump, like right in between them, and lands in some grass. And it eats a worm, just a regular worm.
Yeah.
So now I'm confused about what's a Pokemon and what isn't, and
what even
can
is
they
this
tell
world?
What's going on?
There is a line that Meowth will say eventually that has been in my head for like 17 years now.
Okay.
And that's like asking your cat to watch your canary. Now that's a Looney Tunes reference.
Yes.
But there are no such things as cats or canaries in this world.
No. Meowth is a cat.
There's Meowths, and the closest to a canary is a Pidgey, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like a Zapdos in color. Oh, man. Hey, Pokemon, free idea. Canary Pokemon. All yours, big guy.
Man, correct does some stuff.
It does, doesn't it?
It did not correct Pidgeotto until about halfway down to Pudgeotto's.
Pudgeotto's. welcome to Pudgeotto's. It's Catfix here at Pudgeotto's.
Ash sees Pidgeotto. He's like, yes, gonna get it. Throws a Pokeball. Pidgeotto Pimp slaps it out of the way.
Casually, like, like, and Missy's like, hey, Dum-Dum, it doesn't work all the time. Like, you need to actually fight Pokemon.
He's like, it works on Caterpie, but Caterpie's not... She calls Caterpie a weakling.
Which is...
She's being like a little jerky about it.
But that's fair.
She should have just said, Caterpies are easy to catch.
Caterpie's a dumb baby Pokemon.
He's a dumb baby. He's real easy.
Pidgeotto was like a second step evolution.
Yeah.
So like, that's something. You know?
So Ash is the dumbest.
For sure.
For real the dumbest. Because after Misty's like, you can't just catch Pokemon, you gotta weaken it. And he's like, I know that, shut up. And he sends Caterpie out to fight it.
Yep,
and
bugs then, are weak to flying types.
Misty and Pikachu are just like, oh god, no. Even, Ash, what have you done?
Even Pikachu is like, no! Pikachu has a better handle on type advantages.
So Misty's like, do you have any idea what you just did? And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna beat this Pidgeotto.
With a Pokemon.
And then it cuts to Pidgeotto trying to eat Caterpie.
Just like pecking it on the back, trying to eat it.
Just like chasing it around.
Caterpie ends up thwomping into a tree.
To Caterpie's defense, Pidgeotto's dive bombing it, just like trying to kill it and eat it. Ash is like, Caterpie, do a counterattack. And Caterpie perks up. He's like, right, got it. And just gets tackled right in the gut. It slams into a tree. Pidgeotto is heading straight for it. And Missy's like, you better get that thing out of there or you're not going to have a Caterpie anymore.
Congratulations, you also lost your first Pokemon.
So Ash calls it back, and Pidgeotto slams beak first into the tree and gets stuck for a minute.
He gets caught. He's like, all right, Pikachu, you're up. Now, I'm not an expert on the type chart, but I feel like electric and bird have some sort of compatibility, but like...
Electric is super effective against flying.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was the other way.
Nope.
Okay. Well, then good choice, Ash, for once.
I mean, he didn't do it on purpose. It's just the only other Pokemon he had.
You had.
So Pikachu runs out, gets in battle position. Pidgeotto is out of the tree and is up in the air, swooping back around down to attack Pikachu. Gets to the top of his arc, I guess, and Ash is like, Thundershock him! Pikachu zaps it. And mid-zap, Ash throws a Pokeball at it. And we get another 5 minutes of Pokeball wiggle.
Yeah, they're like, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. But then
and
he gets caught.
He catches it.
So Ash actually catches two Pokemon.
Ash catches some Pokemon this episode.
Not a Pokemon. That's incorrect title of the episode.
It's not wrong, but it's incorrect.
Yeah.
So he tries to gloat. He grabs Pidgeotto. He's like, I'm the best Pokemon trainer ever. And Misty's like, you are a flipping idiot. You have no idea what you're doing out there.
You're so stupid.
You almost killed Caterpie. She doesn't even like Caterpie. She kind of hates Caterpie.
Yeah, but she dislikes the fact that Ash is willfully putting his Pokemon in danger first. This summons up Team Rocket.
They're just arguing, and Team Rocket is like, oh, guys, we are also here now. So they go through their spiel.
Now, okay, so this is like the second episode with them in it, right?
Yeah.
James's voice is not right yet. James is working on it.
Yeah.
James is Goldar.
I like the voice that he has now because it sounds meaner.
It doesn't have that like kind of flighty, airy quality to it. Like he's a dum-dum. Like they lean into that because like that's what the footage they get is. But like his voice, he hasn't figured his voice out. I do like this one. And also the Team Rocket battle cry thing.
Yeah.
Their opening speech is really unnecessary.
Yeah, they do it every time.
Every time.
Every single time.
Oh, boy. Prepare for trouble. Am I right, guys?
And make it double. They explain what their plan is entirely to Ash.
Between them and Meowth.
Because they're like, hey, we're here for your Pikachu. And Ash is like, go catch your own.
We're in Viridian Forest.
It's a Pikachu. You can catch one. And they're like, no, we want yours. Because it's the most powerful Pikachu.
It seems much more powerful.
And we are only after rare and valuable Pokemon. And then Meowth is like, guys, shut up.
Shut up. Starts clawing the crap out of him. Then turns to Ash and goes, your Pokemon is way more powerful than it should be, evolutionarily speaking. So
yeah, it exceeds its evolutionary level. So it's already level like, I mean, it evolves with a stone.
Right. Is this like a seed of like a Pichu? Like, is this like a, like evolutionary level is... One.
Oh, Pikachu is an evolutionary level. Maybe. Meowth is kind of like, hey, this thing is as strong as a Raichu, but is a Pikachu.
Because it came out in 97, which means it was probably being made in 96. But no, because Ho-Oh's already
in there. I don't know how far into Gold and Silver they were.
So I don't know if they've gotten to, let's make a Pikachu belittler yet. Because that was Gold and Silver,
what
right?
What if Pikachu was a cute baby?
Yeah. That hurt itself when it shocked. At least it doesn't Smash Brothers.
That's only in Smash Brothers.
I like that, though.
So then they stomp Meowth for revealing their plan.
Yep. So between the two of them, Ash now has the whole deal. He knows the whole Team Rocket plan.
Yep. He's not going to give up Pikachu. He says, no, you're not taking him.
Yeah. Pikachu, why don't you go there? Why don't you go out there and fight it?
So they sent out both Koffing and Ekans.
Right.
And Ash is like, guys, there's only one at a time. This is against the rules because there's no double battles yet.
Misty is like, hey, like, let me send out a Pokemon because we can send out two. And Ash is like, no, you can't. And she's like, dummy, this isn't a sanctioned battle. You stupid boy.
I don't think she offers to send one out. I think she's just like, why don't you use another one?
The way I read it was like, because she said we can send out another Pokemon.
Okay.
So I read it as like, hey, let me help.
So they are planting the seed for double battles in the third episode of the anime.
Because they were in development on Gold and Silver at this point. So like, who
knows?
They didn't
have double battles in that yet, though.
Well, maybe they wanted to, but they just couldn't make it fit.
That was Gen 3's big hook.
Oh.
Yeah. Pikachu gets gunk in his eyes. Koffing immediately just squirts gunk at him.
Gunks him, yeah.
Gets him right in the eyes. He's blinded. He can't do anything.
Yeah, it's like stuck over his face for the rest of the episode. Like, get used to that. That's where it stays.
So Ash cradles him and is like, oh, no, and gives him to Misty. He's like, they're going to do anything they can to get him, protect him basically with your
no
life.
No matter what, don't let them get Pikachu, which I like.
For you guys keeping track at home, Koffing autocorrects to logging. So sludges him in the face.
My favorite is still Pudge Auto, which I'm now thinking should be a restaurant, like a barbecue place. Coming down to Pudge Auto's barbecue.
Well, it's Auto, like the name, O-T-T-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think it, that because I thought
it, if it was like a car, it could be like a mechanic's.
Yeah. That's Pudge Auto's barbecue. We got it all.
So he sends Pudge Auto into battle against Ekans and Koffing, and he's doing pretty well. He's not getting any offense in.
But he's dodging like
crazy. But he's
crazy.
Really good at dodging. He's really cool. This whole scene makes him seem really cool.
Yeah.
Because at one point, Ekans tries to
do a smokescreen or something.
Oh, no. I think Koffing tries to do a smokescreen on him. Yeah. He just blows it away with his wings. But Ekans dug underground and comes up behind him, and the damn numbers game catches up to Pudge Auto.
Yeah, it's real cool.
So he gets slammed in the back by Koffing, trying to dodge Ekans. So Ash calls him back because he's defeated. Vegeta's been defeated. And just charges Team Rocket and tries to beat them up himself.
He's gonna, like, fight him. James does the classic, my arm is longer than your arm, which as a short person, let me tell you guys, that is not a problem. That's never been a problem, because if their arm is on your head, you have direct access to their arm.
Right.
Like, you can do kind of anything at that point. But Ash is not a bright kid.
He's a dummy.
So he just swings his arms flailing.
James flips him on the forehead and he tumbles back. Because I guess 10-year-olds are like 5 pounds.
They're big on bird bones.
I feel you, Ash. At this point, Misty is a Pokemon trainer.
She
maybe she could battle them now.
I think she's like, oh, Ash wanted to do this by himself, so I guess I'll let him. But it's dumb.
Instead, he sends out 2 HP Caterpie.
Little baby Caterpie.
He's all banged and scratched up. Team Rocket just laugh at it.
Yeah, they're like, this?
Or get the bug spray.
I do really enjoy Jessie in these early episodes. I think I enjoy Jessie all the time. She's one of my favorite characters because she's like dumb but doesn't think she is.
Yeah, she's so confident that
she's just
smart.
So confident in herself. I love it. When they're still like mean and actually kind of threatening, into it.
Yeah.
I got a type.
So Ekans and Koffing attack. Caterpie uses String Shot, which in the anime, I guess, is the most broken move.
It's the most OP move there is, because instead of just like lowering
their... That's actually
their,
my note. String Shot is OP.
Instead of just like lowering their attack or whatever,
it renders Koffing completely useless. He drops out of the air wrapped
in
string.
Into one of those little bumble balls. Do you remember those?
Yes. He just falls onto the ground. Ekans is charging at him. He gets it all over his face. He can't see anything.
Caterpie runs up.
Oh, right. He tackles Koffing into Ekans' face. Yeah.
And they fly off into the woods.
And then Meowth is like, all right, I'll kill it.
I guess I'll eat this bug, whatever.
He gets string-shotted, and it takes a while for it to cover him. He's like, he's actively fighting against it.
He's like moving around and
he
stuff.
He gets stuck in just like a weird ballet.
Like 1 foot up in the air behind him.
Yeah,
camel
position. Yeah.
And Jesse and James just kind of like slide in, pick him up by his ear and his tail, and are like, I think it's time for Team Rocket to blast off. Whoop, and then they run away. James drops his rose and it lands Tuxedo Mask style in the ground.
I don't know how long the rose sticks around.
I think for a while.
I really like that that's like his calling card, and he only leaves it after he does bad.
When he does bad. I'm sorry. And he runs away. Here's something pretty to remember me by.
So they're all excited. Ash just beat 3 Pokemon with a Caterpie.
Yep.
He runs over to it. It's like, you did so great. You're the best. Picks him up, brings him over to Misty, and is holding him in Misty's face, he's like, congratulate it. Pet him on the head and tell him he did a
good
job.
Give him a pat and tell him they did good.
This is a little bit Ash instigating now.
Yes.
Because she doesn't need to touch it. She can just say, you did well. You're a good fighting Pokemon.
You did good, little buddy.
But instead, he's like, rub it on the head.
Touch his sticky head.
And she's about to. She's like, no, you're right. He is a Pokemon and he did do good. And then Caterpie is like...
like, turns his head straight up and is like... and starts string-shotting like this little fountain over itself.
Misty is like, oh, he's evolving. So then Caterpie evolves into Metapod. And Ash uses Dexter to find out what this Pokemon is.
I like Dexter a lot.
Dexter's like, this is Metapod. It's the next evolutionary level of Caterpie. This one got here the fastest out of any Caterpie. So I'm assuming it was level 6 instead of 7. Or it just gained so much experience from killing 3 Pokemon.
Yeah, it beat 3 Pokemon in a row. And technically...
that it just jumped from 2 to 7.
And like, oh no, in Gen 1, you did not get exp from catching a Pokemon, right?
No, that wasn't until Gen 6.
That's a big oversight, I feel.
Maybe 5.
I feel like that's like a big oversight.
Yeah.
Because you did fight it.
Also in Gen 1, super frustrating thing. You can't check base powers of moves in the game, so you don't know what moves are stronger than what moves without looking it up somewhere else.
At like the library? Where would you do
the player's
that in 96?
That's what sold Player's Guide.
A different time. Just a different time.
Yeah. With that said, Bubble Beam is my favorite move because it's like bubble, but like...
if bubble evolves.
The screen goes like in and out of negative and it makes just like this killer noise. Like this is the most killer bubble attack and I love it.
Is it gone after Gen 1?
It's still there, but it's not as cool now. It's just like a lot of bubbles instead of a little bit of bubbles. Gotcha. So he evolves, and now Ash is like, you guys, we're about to make up. Now he's big, and he looks like he might be a little slimy. He's at least reflective.
See, I think he looks hard and like less slimy now.
That could be.
So it should be easier for her to be like, that's a rock. Okay, let's goodbye.
Right, so she's like, she's still weirded out by it.
Yeah.
I think she's about to pet it, though, when a Beedrill flies up in between them. She's like, I'm getting out of this forest.
We're done. We're done here. That's it. We're done. I'm out.
To be fair, Beedrill is huge and would freak me right out, too.
It has giant stabby hit. Its hands can only stab.
So they run out of the forest, and the narrator is like, they did real good this time, but there's a new dangerous challenge awaiting them next time. Remember that he said it's a dangerous challenge.
Oh, gosh, is this that episode you told me about?
So that's the end of this episode.
No, I don't want to do the next one.
What'd you think?
Aside from the 86-minute interlude of of Pikachu and Caterpie squawking at each other.
That's the part with Pikachu that you didn't like,
yes.
Right? That's what you're talking about? Okay.
Because if that was 10 seconds long, it would have been fine. If it would have been Caterpie going like, hey, the moon, oh, Butterfree, maybe if
right.
I'm pretty, Misty will like me. Cool. We're aces. But instead, they danced around each other for a day and a half.
Okay.
For longer than a night would last.
Let's take that out of the equation. How do you feel about the rest of the episode?
I don't hate it. They only moved like 65 feet.
Right.
Like,
I don't know how big the forest is supposed to be in this world.
Like, they got, I mean, and it cut like in time a couple times.
It
so
did.
Like, so we'll say like they got like 3 miles into the forest.
It was like, if they started later in the day, it's like a day's hike probably to get
yeah.
through the forest.
So like, okay, that's fine. So like, not a lot happened, but they did fight Team Rocket.
Ash did catch 2 Pokemon.
He got 2 Pokemon.
But the episode is not very dense.
No, it's like we're done and we're 30 minutes into this.
Yep.
And there's like, we're 35 minutes, right?
36.
36. So like, by the time you cut some of this down, we'll be under a half an hour right now, probably.
Probably,
like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it could have been a 15-minute episode.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, I don't know what else they could have done here.
Also, I didn't love Misty being super mean.
No, I didn't like that either. She does get better when she starts to like fall in love with Ash, but that's later.
Well, that goes nowhere, huh?
Nope. She doesn't even come back. Brock even comes back later, but Misty never comes back.
Yeah, she's got a gym to run. She's an adult.
Can't handle this loser anymore.
No.
There's no Ash is a loser this episode.
There is not.
So we're still at 2.
Still at 2 for the Ash is a loser count.
That's it.
What did you think of the episode?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't like real thrilling. It just set up some stuff.
Pidgeotto,
it gave Ash some Pokemon.
Pidgeotto dodging around was pretty baller.
Pidgeotto's
that
a
was,
very
that
cool
was
Pokemon.
Pretty cool. But yeah, other than that, it was just like, well, here we go.
Yep.
Here's some more episode of a Pokemon.
Caterpie beating Team Rocket was a pretty neat moment.
All right. In conclusion, you can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook at PWT Podcast. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
And we're on iTunes if you want to zip over there. If you got this somewhere else, if you got this through iTunes, scroll down a little bit, leave a rating and review. Helps us out a lot. Makes us feel good. We like it. Read them on the air.
For sure. Especially if this is, I mean, this might not be your first episode, but if you jumped on because of the Pokemon anime, go back and check out the other World Tour episodes. And then these are little, like, bite-sized interludes, because this episode goes up on the Patreon, then first episode will go up on the feed, right?
Right.
So you're about a month, two episodes behind every time. So if you want to jump up real quick, head on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And for $5 or more, you can get this right when it comes out. Get a lot of bonus stuff. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool place.
I just added a new milestone. $250 for the Power Rangers yearbook.
Oh, sweet.
So go check that out.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Help us reach that goal.
And the next immediate one, which is real close, so like 13.
$13 away.
$23 away.
$23 away.
Is a monthly spotlight episodes on a Pokemon family, or like just in depth on a Pokemon if it doesn't have
or on a few. If it's like a single evolution, we'll do a couple in an episode, like we did with Stantler and Delibird for Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Then we just did the Blastoise in the main feed.
We will do those consistently every month if we reach our $200 goal. Otherwise, they'll just be like, I'm not ready to do a proper episode. Let's do one of these real quick.
So yeah, go check that out. Please help us get to there. That would be great. We'll see you in either 1 week. If you're in the Patreon, it'll be Fuchsia City.
Yeah.
If you're not, I have no idea what's next. In 2 weeks from now, come back for the next episode. Thanks for listening. I've been Jake.
And I'm Josh.
Until next time.
Smell you later. I want to be the best there ever was, to beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause. Alakazam, Doldu, a Venonat, Macho, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoqueen, Bellsprout, Starmie. Woo! We're at the halfway point. Doing great so far. We? What's all this we stuff? I'm doing all the hard work. Break time's over. Here we go. Metapod, Marowak, Kakuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Fireplume, Granny, Lickitung, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran, Machop, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan. Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all. Yeah. Gotta catch 'em all.